Okay, we're in the laws of Hilchas Shechinim Perkei, Halacha Vav, Chapter 5, Law 6. We're continuing to discuss various aspects of Hezek Re'iyah, damage that can come by you looking and at the other person's part more than you're able to. So again, we're dealing with a chotzer with at least two people sharing the same chotzer. Echad min ha'shutfim shebikesh liftach lo chalon besoch beis ulechotzer. One guy wants to open up a brand new window from his home that faces into the chotzer that did not exist beforehand. Chaveru ma'akev olav, the other partner in the chotzer, can stop him. Why? Because he says, mitnei shemistakel bo mimenu, because the guy is going to be looking at him. Now you're going to say, well, wait a minute. They share the same courtyard anyway. Aren't they looking at each other anyway? The answer is no, but now the guy could look at me from his house. In other words, when we're in the courtyard together and you're in the house, we're outside, it's okay, I see you're there, so I'm going to, you know, behave in a certain way. In those days, they didn't have millions of windows. They may not even have any windows. You have a house facing the courtyard. You got to remember what's going back in those days, right? So you just have a door. The door's closed. They can't see what you're doing in the courtyard. You want to do something a little bit private, but the guy's inside, so you can do something. But now he's got the window. You know, you can't, he could be looking at you anytime and you don't even know. So there's an increase in the Hezek Re'iyah. In other words, when you're partners, you know that when we're both in the courtyard, I can't do whatever I want to do because you're going to be in the courtyard too. But I figure when the guy's not in the courtyard, I have a little bit of privacy in the courtyard because there's no way for him to see from his house into the courtyard. Now he's opened up a window. Now he could look anytime I'm in the court. So you've increased the amount. There's a certain amount of mutually agreed Hezek Re'iyah will provide each other because we're sharing the courtyard. Now you've increased how much peeking or looking in, and I've lost some privacy, and that cannot be added on. In other words, there's no inherent right that I have a home into the courtyard that means everything goes. No, we both built a house, and the assumption is we built houses, and there were no windows in any of the houses. So the only thing I got to worry is when you open the door. If the door is closed, then I can have a certain degree of privacy, right? So now you've added a window, you've reduced my privacy, and therefore I can stop that. And it goes so far, the impossible, the guy opens up the window anyway, yistom, he can take him to Beis Din, and he can make him shut the window and close it up and plaster it up, and it's finished. And that's, or, v'chein, and similarly, lo yiftachu ashutofim b'chatzer pious Pesach Bayis, Connecticut Pesach Bayis. They don't have the doors facing each other. Okay, when you're building the homes, you can't have your front door is juxtaposed to their guy's front door with the chutzner in the middle. That's the whole thing that, what's his name? Bilam praised the Jews, Matovu Alecha Yaakov, that their doorways didn't face the other doorways. So we don't do that. O chalon, kenei chalon, or one window that already exists, you don't put one window right across the other window. That's when we're in a chotzer. Because we have to have some kind of privacy when you're in your home, at least. If both doors are opposite each other, we both open the door at the same time. You could look right into my house. We have windows opposite each other. We can look right into your house. So that cannot be done initially. Now, here's an interesting idea. Let's say you've got a public thoroughfare and one house on one side of the thoroughfare. Let's say on your street. That's on your street, on 8 Green Acres. What's the number right across your house, Shelly? You never knew. I don't know, 12? 7? I don't know. Anyway, now there's a road in between. So, you know, so the question is, what if we have a window, my window from my house on one side of the Rosh Hasharabim is right across the window of my friend's neighbor who's across the street of the Rosh Hashanah, or we have front doors juxtaposed to each other. So the question is, what do you, listen, once you're ready on a street, yeah, there's a million fine. People can Walking look in. What's that guy going to make a difference? Therefore, where am I now? Vol poseach odom. L'rishus harabim, Pesach keneged Pesach v'chalon ken chalon. Person can construct a door across the street, across the door that's across the street, or I can put a window across the window across the street, provided they're on the main floor, ground level, the commentators explain. Because on the ground level, we could say, listen, I'm no worse than anybody else who's in the middle of the road who can look at your door when you open the door or through your window when you are in the house. Sure enough, so they see you. But that only applies if they're at ground level. If they're on second floors already, That's a different story, because second floor, not everybody from the ground can see up there. Now, when I'm second floor against second floor, then I cannot open a door that will face into this, because I'm the only one now who could damage him, because the street, the angle is usually not such that you could see from the street into the second floor, and that would you would not be allowed to do that. Okay, that's halacha vav. Good, clear? Yeah, fine. Zion. Now, even though we just said one house across from the other house can't make any problems, but there is an exception. V'afal pikein, still in all, lo yiftach adam chanus keneged pesach hasra. You can't open up a store across the street from the private house. You know, you got a private house, and a guy opens up a Max right across the street, and a Max faces your house. Can't do that, because that is a difference. Shazeh has a kavua tomei. That's a constant vision into your thing, right? Because a person's walking down the street, people in the street, they go back and forth. Even a guy with the house across you, the house, okay, maybe, you know, occasionally he may look across. But here, Vizeb, this guy who owns the store, say, Yoshev Bechanuskom, he's standing by the store looking for customers, and he's at number two, look right into your house. Oh boy. So in other words, you've increased the amount of damage that the vision will have. If it's just two houses across each other, well, he ain't no worse than a guy who's passing by the street. You knew you bought a house on the street.
So you've increased the hezekria.
But now you've increased it by making a store, and now the owner just sits there in slow hours, just sits and looks into your house. That is not acceptable.
What's the rule? If we own a courtyard, and I want to put a security camera up there,
so again, we said if that's something that is the customarily necessary in that place, I can force him to do that.
But now the privacy issue, right? The camera sees all, so to speak.
Well, what is it seeing?
You don't have to put it in the courtyard. You put it outside the courtyard.
Who opens a shul across the road from your house?
It's even more traffic than a store.
Oh my goodness. That's
people staring, not spending time in the shul, but staring out.
Well, they had that happen.
The problem is, if you look again,
what zoning is.
It's where the door is. If the door is facing the door, right? If it could be there's no door there, you know, then it might be. There could be issues. It could be. But then
if
you're honest.
Issue, you don't have to worry.
Okay. Yes. Okay, now we're going to talk about a person. It's a little tricky, the next case over here, and the rules are a little bit tricky over here. Okay, we're dealing with a courtyard. Now, echad min hashutfim, one of the partners, bechotzer, so we have to imagine a zoy. Let's say you've got two adjoining chotzers, and let's say there's a solid wall here. Okay, got homes over here, a chotzer that goes this way, a chotzer that goes this way. A guy owns a house over here, a guy owns a house here, let's say four houses going into this courtyard. And then you've got a house here that is now backing in, it's backing into this courtyard, but the door goes to the other courtyard. You got the idea? So let's say Mr. A has a house in this courtyard here, with a door that opens up into the courtyard.
Right.
Mr. A now buys another house in the other courtyard that has a wall here, and that house is now connected to this courtyard. Okay, he's bought a second.
Through the wall? What does he do with the wall?
It's a wall. It's a solid wall. Let's see what happens.
How can you connect
The walls are connected. Let's read now. Ches. Now, we'll at least have the picture. Now we'll get the case now. Echem in Ashutfin, one of the partners in this courtyard here, Shalokach Bayis Bechatzaches, he buys a home now in the other courtyard, the adjacent courtyard. And now what he'd like to do he'd like to open a door, even though this one goes into here. The door is here. He says, I've already got my back here. I got a house here. Let me knock a door right here so now I can go into this courtyard from the other house. And then I can go into my other house. You know, he has a house here, and a wall. For him to go from this house to this house, he's got to go all the way through the courtyard, into the mavui, through the mavui, into the entrance, and into the thing. Listen, let me just knock a wall out here. So if I just go into my other house, I go into my other house. And that would seem to be reasonable. No. He can't open up, so to speak, a back door from the second house, which backs into the first chatzer. He can't do that. We'll see the reason why in a minute.
Can you build a tunnel?
Now, but what if, let's say like this. Let's say he had house here and house here, and now he wants to make a back door just to go into his house. That's okay.
Oh, you need two doors? One door here, one door here.
Again, you have a house here. I need some more of these building blocks. You have a house here and a house. If the house is here and the house is here, he wants to put another door to back in there. That you can't do. But the house is now, he has the house that's the back house behind him. But you can't get in from one house because you got a wall. So he wants to knock a wall in between the two houses. That the commenters say you can do because really you've just extended the house. Here's the point. Well, the Rambam will give us the reason in a couple lines. Just hang on. But that's clearly implication over here. Afilu bana aliyah al gabei beis. So let's say another thing. Let's say instead, let's say it's the house is here, and now he builds a second floor on top of his house. But now he's making a separate exit. You got the one exit here, and now another exit here, and it's not connected into each other. Can't do that either. A full of bana ali al gabei beis. He's not from the other courtyard. He's in this courtyard, but he built up. Lo yasal pesach lechaz. He can't make another door from the second floor to go down a ladder or something, a second doorway to go in. What's the reason why he can't do these two things? When you're adding domicile entrances, you're adding an entrance from an additional domicile. What does that do? If you shemar ben masay, you're going to add traffic to the courtyard because who's going to be in these houses? The guy doesn't. It's not the one guy with two houses. If he's got another house, he's either having his aunt, his cousin George, and his family coming into the house or whatever.
Aunt Matilda.
Now, when you got your one house, you know you can't. You're generally not going to bring in a lot more people. You only got enough room for your family. But now that I've built another house with another door, now we're gonna and now you can have other people come in. The trick is if it's an extra
B&B,
an extra door. That's the general rule of thumb. So Nasa Kamisha Hoyalus a Shekhan, it's no different than a guy had one neighbor, but Nasa Shem, now all of a sudden he's got many neighbors. When I took this courtyard with you, it was me and you. We're two neighbors and we're sharing it. Now you're bringing in a whole new family coming in from the side door, coming in from the upstairs. That is not acceptable. But what you can do, interestingly, and this you have to understand the difference, Avo Pesechu Pesach Aliyah, but if you do build a second floor, then you can make a door letoch beso into your house. Yeah. And it's not going into the courtyard.
Right.
That you can do. Now that's very difficult.
Like a bridge?
No, it just goes. What do you call? What do you call when you want to go from? One of those poles, not a pole, ladder.
Fire escape, like a fire escape type of thing.
Yeah, well, but going from inside the second floor to inside the first floor.
Yeah.
Then you haven't really added another door to go into the courtyard.
It's like a stairway.
Right? Because, and here's the point. Here's the point. What's the difference? The conversation is this. If I have, let's say, go to the old case. Two courtyards, house here. What am I going to do with the second house? Well, there's a good chance I'm going to rent it out to somebody else. Right? And now I put a door here. There's a whole new family is coming in. Right? Now, if my houses are backing onto each other, and I make it all, I ain't going to rent that to another family because then they're going to go through my house. When I'm renting to the tenants, you know what? And it's over here. Well, you go out that door, mister. You know, the fact I put another door here, maybe it's for my convenience, but I'm not going to want the tenants to go through my house into the other courtyard. Same thing when you had you put a second floor. If there's a new exit that's going out in the courtyard, I could put tenants up on the second floor. They're not going through my house. No, people in the courtyard don't want to have another family in here. But if I make the second floor to go into the first floor, the only way you can get out of the second floor is going to the first floor. I'm not going to rent it out to tenants either. Maybe I want to have more room. In other words, when I'm building a second floor, imagine you built when I built an addition into my house, right? So from the two bedrooms over the addition, there's only one way to get out. You got to go through the main landing and through the front door. I ain't renting that out to strangers for those bedrooms to go through my house. So what am I doing? I'm using for my own family needs more room. Okay, I need more room in my house. That's not increasing the traffic into the courtyard.
Can I ask a question on that?
Now, obviously, you know, think for a minute. Let's say a guy moves into a courtyard. He has a wife and two kids. If he has a third kid, we're going to say he can't have a third kid. Because now you're adding traffic into the courtyard.
China.
You know. And if he has four more kids, listen, it's his family. Do you understand? A guy's got a family. He has more family. He's got more family. Something to talk about. So the family expanded. He has to build a second floor. So what do you want from the guy? So it's still the same family going through, but if you're making it a way that you could rent it out to others, you don't have to go through your house, now that's illegitimate extra traffic, that we cannot allow that situation to happen. Yeah.
Here's my question.
Yeah.
So we have house here. You have this house here. So let's say this is the house on Springgate here, and this is the house here on Arnold. Okay? So this is the house on Arnold. You buy the house, you have the house on Arnold, you buy the house on Springgate. What's the big deal if I put an opening now in the back of my house so I can go through the fence and to my house on Springgate? Why is that not a good... I'm not going to the courtyard. You said you couldn't do an opening to the back of the house, but you can do an opening in the fence. That's what you said.
You can make the opening that goes from one house to the next house.
That you can do.
Because no one's going to go through my house.
Right, that's what I thought.
That's what I said.
Okay, good. I didn't hear that.
If it's like this,
okay.
You can't make an opening go here.
Oh, no, that 100%.
If it's like this, you can make a door from
okay,
the
door. Okay.
That's what I was saying, because then you're not going to rent it out.
I didn't hear that.
Yeah, I might rent it out, but I'm only going to let him go out that way, and he can't go through
that's
my
fine.
House.
I'm fine.
I wanted to clarify that.
What? Yeah, apartment in basement.
Okay. What?
So you make a basement apartment, and then you make a new door that just goes right to the basement from the outside. You can't do that if you want to do that.
Right, because then it gives you the opportunity to rent it out.
More traffic.
So that's why you need the basement apartment to rent it out.
Okay, and therefore you can't do it in a chutzner.
When you
made up with a chutzner, the agreement was my one family, your one family. Now I'm making two families instead of one. So yes, in those days they didn't make basement apartments. There was no such thing as a basement in those days. You know, they didn't have the equipment to go dig.
How'd they get extra money?
It's the same as an addition.
Right, they built second floors on top. They didn't go down. Okay, let's...
Could you get approval for that?
Well, said it's zoning. He wanted to know about zoning approval.
No, from the other...
If you ask him and he wants to be moichel you, but the guy will probably not. You know, you can't do it, obviously, without his consent. And most people would not consent to it because now you've limited the amount of privacy. And the guy wants to be nice. You can do anything you want. So now, where am I now? We're on test, right?
Yes.
So now the Rama takes what we've learned so far. Let's just make the application. Mikan, from the first half of this halacha ches, where it says that you can't open up that new doorway from the back way in, you can't add. From here we learn, She'echad min ha'shutafim she'evi etzol le'beis anshe bayis acheres. Let's say one of the partners, just a house, my house, your house, and what have I done? I've invited a brand new family to be by me.
To live with you?
To live by me permanently.
That's so nice.
My cousin. They just came from Syria. We sponsored them. Right? And now they're coming with their six kids, right? Now, on the one hand, you think, well, we're taking up the same space in the house. I haven't added an extra house. It doesn't matter. The problem is it's an extra family. And even if you're using the same house and you want to be squeezed in your house, but it's going to be more people pouring into the chutzner. So therefore, you can't take another family, even if you're not adding a house, you're not adding a door, not anything.
Nothing.
But you're adding four or five people into your extended family by your relatives or whoever. You can't do that. Yesh l'chaver l'akav. The other guy can stop him.
I hope so.
Why? You're increasing the traffic. Vechein, and similarly, Hamasker Beso, Labal Bayis Achot. Now, let's say I own a house in the Chotzer, and I'm not living in it, and I'm renting it. I'm allowed to rent it to somebody. Now, the guy who's renting in this home next to the Chotzer, he decides, Hevi Imo Krovov, Omiyodov Lishkonov. The renter brings another family in there. Going to put a second family into my house that I'm renting to the one guy. Imo Kechavai is in this house. Hare Amaskir Makov of the renter, the landlord can stop him. Because, first of all, that's going to be twice as much wear and tear, number one. And, of course, certainly the other members of the chutzner can stop it, too.
Sure.
Because that's like inviting a second family anyway. So that's an interesting thing. So let's say we make a contract, a rent. Let's talk about a regular rental agreement. I'm renting you an apartment on 120 Shelbourne. And I say, okay, how many? It's a two-bedroom apartment. How many people are you going to be? Me, my wife, and my two kids.
Yeah.
Fine. Sign on the dotted line. You ain't going to bring any more.
Wow.
Right? So in the days of the Rambam, I'm going to bring six more people. You know what the wear and tear on that house is going to be when they got that? Now, if his own family increases, you can't tell him not to have kids. But for, if you go and invite a whole new family to stay by him, that's not thing you're allowed. You're not allowed to do that. So that's the point you're making over here. Okay, let's
get stories in Toronto. Like now, people renting out a house because they're going abroad, and the people who rent the house,
they sublet every room, and they're making profit. They're making profit on it.
Oh yeah,
that happens all the time.
They go abroad. What do they call it? That website,
especially in the universities. They change it while they're away?
They constructed it without telling the owners.
Temporarily, and then by the year they...
But it ruins the house.
Whoa.
Well, it ruins the house, but even if you have more people coming in, it's the wear and tear.
Whoa.
So many people flushing the toilet more. Yeah. So many people stop everything.
Sometimes they use the arena that passes through the courtyard. It got too busy. Where they didn't talk
about...
I think
it's wear and tear.
No, because it's the other building courtyard. It's not...
I would think they would talk about it would produce more garbage in the courtyard.
Well, that could be part of it. That could be part... That's all part of... No, that's all part of traffic. That's all part of traffic. But that's the whole thing. It's kit and caboodle with that. Okay, halacha...
Yud.
This is a simple halacha. Hoya pesach shel echad bin ashutofim katan. Let's say one of the guys who has a door, he has a small door. Remember, what did we say? You get four amas in front of your door, no matter what your size
the crease,
door. Remember?
It's the bully crease.
The thing right outside, you get four amas. If the donkey comes, you have to unload. You're entitled to four amas. And right. So let's say I had a door that wasn't so wide. Let's say it was two amas.
Oh, boy.
And that's what it was.
And you gained some
weight.
And
now what I want to do is I want to increase the size of the door to four amas.
Okay.
Hoya pesach shelach min ashutav katan. One of the partners had a small door. And yochel archivo. He can't extend it. Why? Because when the partnership was made, it was made under these conditions. Shere shutafo, the other partner can say to him, bepesach katan ani yochel yisosim. When it's a small door, I could be more on guard to do what I want to do in the courtyard. And I could see easily when you're going to open the door. It's a small door. I don't have to look at so much. But if you got a big door, it's going to be a lot harder because there's more area to have to look at to see what's opening. And therefore, he can prevent him from opening up a bigger door. Okay, so even if it was only a two-ama door, and normally you'd be able to have four, but you're increasing it.
No.
You're not getting any more external space because you had four amas to begin with of external space. But the fact it's a bigger doorway,
you're infringing on his privacy.
Of more sight that I have to watch, and I don't want to do that. He could stop it.
Oh, it's the sight, not the.
It's the line of sight for the.
Yeah,
I'm sunbathing. I know as soon as you're going to open the door, out I go.
All
I got to look at that little part. It's only a small little door. I just focus on that little area, and whenever that's opening, I'm out of there. Right. But now you've made it a bigger door, so I got to look at more area that might be opening. And I don't want to have to do that. And that wasn't part of the original agreement. That's how far the hezekri can go.
Yeah.
Similarly, what if you had like this? Let's say there was one big door. And that's the agreement, one big door. The guy says, no, I'm remodeling. It's not going to be, I'm going to take the same space. But instead of one door, I'm going to have two doors.
Whoa. That should be fine.
No, it's not. Lo yaseshnayim, because the guy now has to still be more careful.
Yeah.
Sheomer, he said, listen, but Pesach, I was able to watch one door. As soon as I see one door move, that's it. But now, Bisham, now there's two doors I have to be keeping an eye on.
Yes.
Even though it's smaller, but it's two doors.
It's the same angle.
It's two doors.
Two doors.
Right? So any of these changes.
They didn't have medications in those days. You got to remember. So any little thing was really upsetting.
Okay, that's right. Okay, now let's go on to another one. Now, Yud Aleph, Aval, but on the other hand, let's say your door is going out into the public thoroughfare, and it's into the public thoroughfare. Aval Mishay Lo Pesach Katlu Sharam. You had a small door going into the public thoroughfare. For us, if you want to expand the door, Oshay Arach over his wife. For us, Hashem, you want to make two doors. Ain Chaver, the guy across the street. Remember the guy across the street?
No problem.
He can't stop him because it's no different. You already have a whole Rishis Rabin looking at you.
Mm-hmm.
It goes without saying that the B'nai Rishis Rabin, people who are in the street can't complain.
Yeah, hey,
oh, you could look more at us.
Yeah.
Well, it's a public thoroughfare. What do you want?
Yeah.
Halacha Yud Beis, also not too difficult of halacha. Kaifin B'nai Mavui Zeh Ezeh. Now, let's say we're talking about a alleyway. Remember, an alleyway has multiple courtyards opening up into the alleyway.
Right.
So let's say you have an alleyway, and let's say you got six courtyards opening up into the alleyway. Now, if you want to, and let's say it's Einam a Foolish, it's a cul-de-sac, so it's only open on one end. Now, what do you have to do to carry on Shabbos in that alleyway? Do you remember?
A lechi.
You have a choice of one of two things. Either you put a lechi, which is a side post, or you put a korah or a crossbeam across. Right. One or the other, it makes it as if it's that we won't worry about you carrying beyond that. So that's an expense. So now you have this mavui, and right now nobody can carry in the mavui. But you got six courtyards opening up into it. So now you'd like to the condo board, whatever, of the Mavui board says we'd like to build a lechi. Now is that reasonable to ask everybody to pay for the lechi so now they can carry on Shabbos? So Kaifim B'nai Mavui says that each member of the Mavui can force the others, Lasom Lechi or Kari La Mavui, to put a Lechi or a Korah. So if it's either or, it's talking about a Mavui She'enim foolish. It's not an open alleyway. It's only open on one side. On the other hand, if it's open on both sides, you need to do more work over there. Okay, because then you have to have a Tzuras HaPesach on the other side besides that. You have to create a door frame on one side, plus it's more expense, and that would also be, the Rambam's not talking about that, but that would be understood. If it's open on both ends, and it's going to take more construction to enable that carrying, you can demand that everybody has to take part of more construction.
Let's go back to Yud Bez for one sec. So we can Kofi.
I'm on Yud Bez. I'm left it.
Okay, so we're saying we're preventing the B'nai Mavoi Zeh.
You don't. Kofin, we force. I can force you. Everyone has to pay to enable us to carry here.
Okay.
Now the Rambam's case where he says lechi or a korah, that means it's a cul-de-sac. But what if it's open on both ends, which will require more building?
Yes.
We can also force more building to happen. Okay. Where you have to spend more on that. And that's a good place to stop. The next couple of levels are going to be trickier.